Mingalawa kamya, chano Kenneth ba. Greetings everyone, I am Kenneth. Welcome back to Easy Burmese. Another chapter, another lesson, another thing ganza. In these exercises and drills, you will be practicing some of the forms that you heard used by Samantha and Naingu in the dialogue where they are mapping out their fun activities for the evening. When Samantha is proposing some planned activities, she uses the following sentence. Paya zang dambo. Faya ang. Paya zang dambo. Faya ang. Paya zang dang is the pagoda walkway. Fwa is the verb to go. The key is the way she ends this sentence with the phrase ya ang. Paya zang dambo thwa ya ang. By doing that, she's effectively saying, let's go up to the pagoda walkway. Ya ang allows you to rally people to come and do something together with you. For example, Saya ang, let's eat. Thao ya ang, let's drink. Thua ya ang, let's go. A little bit later, when Samantha proposes going to the night market, she uses this following sentence. Nya zedango, thua ja zo. Nya zedango, thua ja zo. Nya zedang is the night market. In this sentence, go function as the direction marker to the night market. Thua is the verb to go. Jazo is almost interchangeable as ya'ang that you heard earlier. It also allows you to say, let's go do something. For example, sa jazo, let's eat. Tao jazo, let's drink. Thua jazo, let's go. In this chapter in the book under Pattern Practice 1, titled Let's Do Something, there are a series of sentences to practice, so I'll lead you through them. Follow along, please. Here we go. Mok sain, thua ya ang. Let's go to a snack shop. Le pei ye sain, thua ya ang. Let's go to a tea shop. Go pi sain, thua ja zo. Let's go to a coffee shop. Ze thua ja zo. Let's go to the market. Sa chi dai, thua ja zo. Let's go to the library. Banjan, thua ya ang. Let's go to the park. Yoshin, thua ja zo. Let's go watch a movie. Mohinga, thua sa ya ang. Let's go eat mohinga. Ono kao sue, thua sa ya ang. Let's go eat ono kao sue. Lepetto, thua sa ja zo. Let's go eat tea leaf salad. Shang kao sue. Thua sa ja zo. Let's go eat shang kao sue. Kima palata. Thua sa ya ang. Let's go eat kima parata. Jet ton jo. Thua sa ja zo. Let's go eat onion fritters. Bia. Thua thao ja zo. Let's go drink beer. Wine. Thua thao ja zo. Let's go drink wine. La pei ye. Thua thao ja zo. Let's go drink tea. Go pi, thua tao ya ang. Let's go drink coffee. Some of these sentences end with the phrase ya ang, and some of them ends with the phrase ja zo. But as I've said before, they are interchangeable. So if you'd like, you can go back to these sentences and practice them by substituting ya ang with ja zo and ja zo with ya ang. Moving on, there are two useful conjunctions that Samantha uses when she is proposing a series of activities. The first one is when she says, Biro, nya zedango, thua ja zo. Nya zedango, thua ja zo means, let's go to the night market. But it's the way she starts the sentence that you need to pay attention to. She says, Biro, nya zedango, thua ja zo. That biro is after that, or then. A little bit later, similarly, she says, Biye, budi jo, thua sa ja zo. Biye, budi jo, thua sa ja zo. Budi jo, thua sa ja zo is, let's go eat some fried squash. But the way she begins the sentence is, Biye, that Biye is also after that or then. I'd like to help you practice starting off your sentences with these Biro or Biye expressions. So, under Pattern Practice 2 in this chapter, titled after that. Follow along, please. 비로 제트와자조. And then, let's go to the market. 비에 역신 와자조. After that, let's go to the movie. 비로 반잔 와야앙. And then, let's go to the park. 비에 라페예자인 와야앙. After that, let's go to the tea shop. 비로 사치다이 와자조. And then, let's go to the library. 비에 보조제 와야앙. After that, let's go to Bojok Market. Moving on, as soon as the dialogue begins, when Samantha sees a lot of people at the Pagoda Fair, she says, 뼈지야지, 뼈지야지. It's an exclamation, roughly translated as, it looks so much fun, or it's so much fun. You might also remember that in the dialogue where Samantha went to Shwedagon Pagoda for the very first time, after seeing the towering tall pagoda, she says, "Amienji, Amienji, it's so tall." Here is a unique characteristic of Burmese exclamations. When somebody is remarking on something big, something great, something grand, they usually end that exclamation with the particle "ji" or "ji." And when they are remarking on something small, something cute, something petite, something tiny, they usually end that exclamation with the particle "le." For example, when you're reacting to a big house, you will say a "jiji," really big. When you're reacting to a tall pagoda, you'll say a "mianji," really tall. In contrast, when you're reacting to a small little poodle, you will say "te te le," so small. Or when you're reacting to a short little alleyway, you might say "dodo le," so short. So in this chapter, under Pattern Practice 3, titled More Exclamation, I'd like to lead you through them so you learn how to do them properly. Follow along, please. 사진지야지. Makes me want to eat it. And that's for food items that are really big. 사진지야래. Makes me want to eat it. This is, by contrast, for food items that are tiny and small. 떡진지야지. Makes me want to drink it. This is if the drink is really big. 떡진지야래. Makes me want to drink it. This is if the drink is small and tiny. 치스야지. Looks so lovely. For items, persons, or creatures that are big. 치스야래. Looks so lovely. For items, persons, or creatures that are small. 뼈지야지. Looks so much fun. 뼌지야지. Looks so boring. Alright, these are all the patterns and the exercises I have for this chapter. Thank you very much for sticking with me. 제주 티마라 캠냐. 나우마 뛰자조. Let's meet again later.